research clinic in Haines has enough COVID-19 vaccines to start vaccinating anyone who requests a shot. And the Hainesboro Assembly takes on greater authority over the response to December's natural disaster as the situation shifts from emergency to recovery. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is now offering COVID-19 vaccines to anyone in Haines who wants one. Vaccinations for the expanded pool of patients will begin this week. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH for short, recently received a large shipment of COVID-19 vaccines from the Indian Health Service. SEARCH Haines Health Center Clinic Administrator Stephanie Pattison says they are slated for remote communities in the region.
SEARCH has chose to distribute those out to communities that do not have immediate access to hospitals. And so that is one of the reasons why Haines received 600 doses of vaccine yesterday that we will distribute on Friday and Saturday.
Pattison says currently there are 619 people in Haines who have requested a vaccine using SEARCH's online form. They will receive emails to schedule appointments for their first and second doses of the vaccine. Staff will be administering vaccines on Friday and Saturday this week. The clinic had planned to distribute vaccines in phases to different priority groups in Haines. But with this latest shipment of Moderna brand vaccines, Pattison says they have enough to vaccinate anyone who wants a shot.
We're going down the line starting at our first responders, 80 and older, and we're starting at the top of our sequencing, which one is the top, and working our way all the way down to 7, which is the bottom of our sequencing. Anyone who wants a vaccine should be able to get one.
Over 300 people have already received COVID-19 vaccine doses in Haines. The first batch was reserved for frontline healthcare workers, emergency responders, long-term care facility staff, and elders. Pattison says that while anyone can request a vaccine online, SEARCH will only schedule appointments for registered patients. Anyone who hasn't used the clinic's services before will need to fill out some paperwork before they can get a shot. Requests for a vaccine can be made at searhc.org. For assistance requesting a vaccine in Haines, call the clinic at 766-6300. The Hainesboro Assembly has decided to keep Beach Road closed and develop a committee to assist recovery efforts in the wake of December's natural disaster. At Tuesday's meeting, it took on greater authority over the disaster response as the situation shifts from emergency to recovery. When heavy rains caused a deadly landslide that swept Beach Road last month, Mayor Douglas Ulruh declared a disaster. He ordered the closure of the road as a safety precaution. With the order set to expire on January 12th, Mayor Ulruh left it up to the Borough Assembly to decide whether the closure should be extended.
So now I'm putting the onus on you guys to make that decision.
Debris still covers Beach Road, but residents who have been displaced by the slide are eager to restore power and some form of road access to their homes. Right now, they can only reach their homes by boat or on foot. But questions linger about risk. The Alaska Department of Transportation is working with a consultant to assess the ongoing hazards along the road. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas said while he would like to help restore road access as soon as possible, he wants to continue working with the state on the issue.
It seems like the state's moving as fast as they can, and they're working with us as best they can. And I don't want to jeopardize that relationship. We do need to somehow continue the pressure with them and keep this timeline as short as possible.
The Assembly voted unanimously to keep the road closed. They can lift the closure at any time as more information about the slide area becomes available. Many displaced residents have raised concerns about communication with the borough. Assemblymember Paul Rogers suggested the Assembly take steps to address their concerns.
I have had a few conversations here and there with different people involved and, you know, trying to help and some of the people out there. But I think it would be nice to have a face-to-face meeting, not a Zoom meeting, a face-to-face meeting where we can sit down and have a discussion. If I have to wear a mask, fine, I don't care. pick a spot bigger than the assembly if we need to, whatever. But I just think it would be really good to do that.
The assembly also decided to bring response efforts under its authority rather than the Emergency Operations Center as the community transitions from immediate emergency to long-term recovery. To that end, Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler made the motion to develop an ad hoc committee.
There will be some things, some decisions that need to be made to help further us along this road and that the assembly and the borough can provide. Right. And so we would just be the supportive structure, basically, for their ongoing work.
Stickler said that the goal of the assembly's committee was not to replace groups already working on recovery efforts, but to assist them. Ultimately, the assembly voted unanimously to develop the Disaster Recovery Committee and transition from EOC authority to Haynesboro governance. After heavy rainfall turned into deadly destructive landslides in early December, Haynes residents are now wary of heavy precipitation. A local forecaster came up with a tool to allay those fears with science. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Eric Stevens is usually concerned with snow. He leads the Haynes Avalanche Center. But after last month's weather event put his home on the landslide evacuation warning list, he started paying more attention to rain. He isn't the only resident concerned when it starts to pour, so he created an online tool that measures local rainfall against the amount of rain that fell during December's storm.
It's added a little bit of confidence for me, just that I don't have to worry so much where it's not raining anywhere near as much as it did during that record event that we had in early December. So, if a big storm comes in and the numbers start creeping up, then, you know, there might be some cause for concern in some areas. But so far, we haven't seen anything close to what happened in December, and I don't really expect that we will, to be honest.
The Haynes Precipitation Tracker measures rainfall from the Haynes Airport. The tracker posts data in increments from the last 6 hours, the last day, the last 2 days, and the last week. Since Stevens made the tool available online, it has garnered roughly 200 hits a day. You can find the link at khns.org. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.